My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. March 1st, 1942. Dear Mom and Dad, what a birthday. The most exciting and eventful one I've ever experienced. Everything happens to me. 'Twas, on one hand, a very happy day, and on the other hand, a very sad one. In one short and concise sentence, this is what happened. I had corporal stripes pinned on me, and I lost my gal, all on the 27th. Let's talk about the lost part first, and get that out of the way. While I was having chow on Friday, Reshlin, my pal who works here in the post office, handed me a letter from Marion. Well, I, of course, brightened up quite a bit, as is natural, and put it in my pocket to read when I got back to the barracks. When I got to the barracks, I opened it and glanced at the first sentence. Went like this. I don't know why it should be so difficult to tell you what I have to say, but it is. Right then and there, I knew just about what to expect in the next sentence. I've met someone else. That's the whole story. The rest of the letter went on to say the old stuff about, can't we please still be friends? Thanks for the very lovely Valentine. I'll send back your club pin. It seems she just couldn't change or fight against the dictates of the heart, so it's all over. I guess now I'll have to enlist for overseas duty. Oh, don't worry, I'm not that broken up over it. I admit I was quite shaken when I first read her letter, and all during that day, but you know me, I can take it. I'll write her back and be very pleasant about the whole thing, as though it didn't mean much to me. That'll fix her. I think it's kind of unfair for a guy to have to lose the decision when he hasn't even had a chance to compete. Oh well, there are plenty of other mermaids in the sea. And now, about some good bit of news. Yes siree, I'm now sporting a couple of shiny new chevrons on each arm. Makes me feel pretty proud and important. I didn't know about it until I was on duty as CQ on Wednesday night. I came in the office and Wheeler, the battery clerk, called me corporal. And when I asked him why the moniker, he showed me the order. He was typing it up that night, and it came out officially on Thursday. Pretty nice little gift from my uncle, don't you agree? That now means that I am a $54 a month man instead of $36. I believe in civilian life, that would be classed as a fairly substantial raise, $18 a month. Did I tell you about the furlough situation? Can't quite remember whether I did or not. So much has happened lately. Anyway, I can't plan on a leave for a while yet. The reason? I'll quote the adjutant. Too busy to spare you now, but your next will be a 10-dayer. So, I'll just save my money for a while. Gee, before I run out of space, I want to thank you for the money and the nice card and telegram. Dot and Arlo sent me a couple of bucks too. I'm going to subscribe to Reader's Digest with theirs, and I'll save yours for furlough. When I come home this time, I plan to stick around the house a little more. Let's hope it's soon. Love, Corporal Dip. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. Piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.